Good morning and welcome to Storylines on The Bay, 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Christine Cowley, and we're doing something a little different on Storylines this morning. Today we're going to share with you part one of two parts of a series of interviews I did on location at Castle Peak Retirement Residence in Bracebridge on February 8th. I went there to meet with a very interesting group of residents who have published an anthology called At Your Age? And there's a subtitle, You're Writing a Book of Short Stories and Poems? Compiled by Eve Jones, Edith White, and Liam Dwyer, all residents of the Castle Peak Retirement Residence. I was lucky enough to meet a few of the storytellers as well as speak with the team who put the project together. And in order to do justice to the interviews, I've divided it into two programs. Part one is today, and next week, please join us for part two when we will hear from the storytellers themselves. You don't want to miss that. So let's get started with my interview with Eve Jones, Edith White, and Liam Dwyer. Good morning and welcome to Storylines. And today we have quite a treat for you. We are bringing you a book called At Your Age, written by authors that are ranging from 70 to 103 years of age. I said those ages correctly, from 70 to 103 years of age. At Your Age was written by the residents of Castle Peak Retirement Residence in Bracebridge, Ontario. And together, they wrote 52 short stories and poems and put it all together in a beautiful book that is being sold for, the proceeds are going 100% to charity. And we are lucky enough to have with us this morning the three movers and shakers behind At Your Age, as well as a few of the contributors. So we're going to begin with, as I say, the movers and shakers behind At Your Age, behind the idea and all of the work that was involved in producing and publishing this book. So we have with us Eve Jones, Edith White, and Liam Dwyer. Welcome, Eve, Edith, and Liam.
Oh, glad we're here.
It has been a wonderful morning spending time with you, learning more about each of you and the book and how it came to be. And I could sit and chat to you all day because it's so inspiring to hear what you're doing and what you're putting out into the world. So I'm going to begin with Edith. Tell me a little bit about how this book, At Your Age, got started and kind of came to be and is now out there on the shelves.
Well, at one of our residents' council meeting, we discussed doing something for charity. And at first, we were going to write a cookbook, but we decided that maybe it would be better to write a story of our life because everybody has a story. So that's what they voted on.
And you talked to the residents, and you got all of these stories and the people on board who were willing to tell their stories. Was that difficult?
Well, we did a lot of work. Some of them could write their own story, but if they couldn't, we went and interviewed them. And we had several interviews and wrote the story, read it back to them, and made sure that was everything that was online that they wanted.
Now, Liam, I want to ask you, a lot of what's behind this book comes from you, and I do know that one of our residents, who we will hear from later in the show, talks about how patient you were in transcribing her story and allowing her to tell it and go over it as many times as she needed to. So tell me about that process and why you were so willing to stick with the hard work of getting that story out into the world.
Well, I served in the Canadian Navy during the war, so I knew exactly what war meant. And my brother-in-law is buried over in Holland. We've gone over to visit him twice. And I knew that Marie had a story. And I asked her once, and she said, no, I don't have a story. And I let it go for a week or so. And one morning, she was talking to one of her friends, and she had a cup of coffee. She sat down at the table, and I said, have you got a story for us, Marie? I really would like to get one from you. She said, no, I don't have a story. It's too painful. It is too painful. I can't. She said, and for instance, you know, she started to talk about the egg. Mm-hmm. And she just related the facts of her being a young girl working as a seamstress on a farm so that her mother and father wouldn't have another mouth to feed. And she felt so much compassion for her grandfather that she wanted to make sure that he got a decent meal before he passed away. He was very ill. So the farmer said that they would give her an egg, the potato peelings, and a limp carrot. And that's how the story began. I took all the facts down. I wrote the story, gave it to her, and she said, no, no, I don't like this, I don't like that. I took that out, I rewrote it over a series of five times. We ended up with the egg. And when I finished that, we sat down with two of the residents here, Anne Marie, and I read the story to them. All of us were in tears.
Mm. I was in tears reading it.
Yeah. Now, I want to compliment Eve and Edith. When we sat down, we had the 52 stories and poems. And what should be first, what should be last, what should be in between? And we toyed over this for a couple of meetings. And finally, we sat down, and within an hour and a half, we registered all this. For instance, the egg is one bookend, the horses is the other bookend. And if you read the horses, it has the same theme.
Yes.
As the egg. And we placed the different stories as we went along.
I could see that you're very much an organizer, and you would have got everyone very excited about this. We're going to come back to your publishing background. I want to talk to Eve.
Yes, Liam and Edith have written stories, but myself, I never dreamed in the world that I would write one story or have anything to do with writing stories. This was new to me, but I tried. I wrote a couple of stories, and Liam corrected them a bit, and you decided you could publish them. So they went in the book. But my career has always been music, and this is so different for me. But my main reason of being so happy about this is the reaction from our families. All our families have been buying books like crazy. And my son, he lives out in Cambridge, he bought every one of his relatives a book, even his mother-in-law. And she sent me extra money because we give everything to charity.
Yes.
Because she was so thrilled with the book too. And he was hoping that she might do something like this in her home too in Cambridge. But, oh, this was so wonderful. And my daughter, this is another story. My daughter is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And she went on one morning and said, I'm so proud of my mother. She's got two stories in a book named At Your Age. And I just can't believe how beautiful it is. I've been reading the book and it's just so lovely. And guess what happened?
What happened?
That morning, Wendy phoned me and said, Mom, I need 10 books. And this was all on Facebook. All our families have been doing this.
We're going to talk a little bit about where the money goes. But one of the things I want to mention, when I received this book, I thought, okay, it's going to be sweet and it's going to be charming and it's I'll enjoy the stories. But boy, oh boy, I was not expecting what I read. The one egg, to open the book with one egg, packed such a wallop. What a great editorial decision. But I have to say, the production, the editing, the professional design, the production of the book is so well done that you could not have expected anything better from a mainstream trade publisher. So it's not just a sweet book by a few people who want to tell their stories. It is a well-written, well-produced book that anybody would be proud to give as a gift and certainly would be proud to have on their bookshelves.
And that was the first part of my interview with Eve Jones, Edith White, and Liam Dwyer, the team behind At Your Age, a book written and published by the residents at Castle Peak Retirement Residence in Bracebridge. You're listening to Storylines on 88.7 FM. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors, and I'll be back with At Your Age. Welcome back to Storylines. This is Christine Cowley. In the first part of our program this morning, you were listening to my interview with Eve Jones, Edith White, and Liam Dwyer, the team behind At Your Age, a book written and published by the residents of Castle Peak Retirement Residence. I spoke with the editing and publishing team on February 8th and was lucky enough to speak to some of the residents. But in order to present their interviews adequately, we're going to have part one and part two. Part one is today and part two will be next week. So please don't miss my interviews with the storytellers. Now here I am continuing with my interview with Eve Jones, Edith White, and Liam Dwyer.
We are bringing you a book called At Your Age, written by the residents of Castle Peak Retirement Residence in Bracebridge, Ontario. I honestly would love to see this book in every school. Liam, I'm going to let you pick that up because you've said something. As our elders need help in their lifestyles, and so they move to a retirement residence, and the tendency is to decide they've lived out their value to the community, but that's not the attitude you've taken. You've accepted the challenge to not only record your lives, but to share it as widely as possible.
I believe that, and I had this in my soul, that here is a people who have grown up in a generation who have seen people writing on slates. Visualize a man going down 400 highway, writing an order for a gizmo to be made in Hong Kong, and he presses a button on a telephone that is immediately in Hong Kong's hands, and it's on an airplane that afternoon in Canada. We've come through all of that evolution, and we've come out on the other side, survivors. But what we have given to this generation is a foundation of solid people.
The storytellers that you brought together here, and I think, Eve, you touched on this when you said you never thought of yourself as a writer.
No way. There's not a thought in my mind of this. But, you know, when Liam talked to us about getting together with this, Edith and I thought, maybe we should try a little bit. And do you know, I took typing in school instead of home ec. So I had my typing. So we had to type up all these to send to the publisher. Everything had to be typed.
Yes.
And I'm getting faster and faster. I've got my piano fingers working on the typewriter and on the computer. And I've learned so much. Mm. I can't believe what I've learned.
So tell us what it's like to learn something new when your school days are over.
Isn't this something we should all do? We're getting older. We want to keep our brain. Oh, and you know what else? I'm treasurer of the residence council.
That's
and
right.
My daughter said I could do it because I had 10 fingers.
Well, never mind 10 fingers. I think we need to express how much success you've had and probably didn't expect to get the sort of success financially that you've had. Tell us, Edith.
Well, I was delighted to work on this book because I've also written some other stories and wanted to put them in a book, but I do have 4 stories in there. And I've just been delighted that we've got along so well doing these, even though we did interview after interview and helped them. That was my main objective, is to do something good for somebody every day. And I think this book has been wonderful for myself to do. I've also learned some more typing skills and organizing them.
And what also struck me when I saw all of you together this morning was you all still like each other very much. This is fun. The three of you are the three amigos. You really are. And you enjoy what you're doing. You're full of life about what you're doing.
And I also go out to play cards a lot. And at the seniors, I've sold a lot of books there. And I belong to Eastern Star. In May, it'll be 68 years. And I'm the only charter member left. And I've sold a lot of them books everywhere I go. I love to try to sell books.
And this is the sort of book that you buy for yourself. And when you start reading it, you think, oh, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so should have this book.
That's
now,
right.
Eve, tell us where, first of all, tell us how much you've raised in total. And then tell us where those funds have gone so far.
Charities, of course, is our main reason. And so far, we've given to the Salvation Army, hospice and the Manna Food Bank, and that was $1,000 each.
Okay, and the hospice was the hospice in Port Carling.
Yes, and they're going to build a new building there.
Oh, great.
Which is wonderful. Of course, they need a lot of money.
And the Manna Food Bank is where?
It's here in Bracebridge.
Okay.
They had, at Christmas time, we were able to give them this $1,000 just before Christmas. But we really should give them some more because they're cleaned out after Christmas. But then we raised another $3,000, and we're giving to
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's Society?
Yeah.
The hospital.
And
Out
of the cold.
So the hospital here in Bracebridge?
Yes.
And out of the cold?
In Bracebridge.
Yeah. And we gave to the hospital a while back before we started the book because we raised money with the people here that play bingo. We've always done this.
And now you're doing it with your stories.
Yes.
It's incredible and it's generous that you've raised money that you've earned from the book. But what is much more incredible and I think laudable is the gift that is within those stories, the lessons. And now this morning we had collective ages over 800 years of wisdom gathered around in one room. And of course, the book itself with 52 stories, well, you've got a couple of thousand years worth of wisdom there.
Yes.
So plans for the future.
A lot of people say, what are you going to write in the second book? And we just said, there may not be a second book, but we'll keep selling these.
Excellent. Eve?
I'm really not thinking about the next book. We've ordered a few more books. We're in our fourth printing,
wonderful,
which is 900 books, and that's our next job, is to sell 200 more, yes.
Well, we need some schools on board, and I think that this should be in every school in Canada. Liam, how can people order the book or go in and buy it?
It's very simple. If you want to buy it, if you're in the Muskoka area, you go to Veranda. It's on Manitoba Street, the main street of Bracebridge. And if you're in the Toronto area, it's at Sleuth of Baker Street. And they can order it, and it's online. It's LIANDWYER, 2@AOL.com.
So that's your email address. That's yeah. LiamDwyer@AOL.com if they want to send you an email to say,
yeah,
send me a book.
Send me a book.
And what's the price of the book?
Mailed, it's $20.
Okay, including the mailing.
Including the mailing, shipping and handling. If they buy it at the front desk, they can phone our number here at Castle Peak,
which is 705-646-0808.
Our girl right on the front, she always has books there. And if she wants any more than 10, Edith is right the next door to that.
So if you come in and you want 10 or more, they'll fetch Edith.
And Eve, I have them too.
Okay.
Yes,
and Eve, you'll be happy to take their money.
Oh, definitely. Oh. And if they order here, it's $14.95. And for the nickel, we'll sign it.
Because you can't get better than that.
So we like $15 cash.
One thing, Christine, I'd like to say to you. We started this in August, talking about it. We had the book in our hand in November of 16. Here it is, the first week in February. We've sold 725 copies. Is this not unique?
It's incredible. You know, it's been said this generation, your generation, that there will never be a generation that sees so rapid, vast change.
We have definitely lived in the best of ages. We've seen a lot of things from, as Liam said, the slates and not having a car into this wild world we have now.
Wouldn't it be sad if these stories were lost forever?
It would be a tragedy that we couldn't replace these with anything else. And you, Liam, we're going to hear more about you on another program because I want our listeners to know that Liam has written how many?
Eight. Six murder mysteries and two novels.
So hang in because we are going to have Liam back for a show a little later on this year. Thank you so much for all of your efforts and for your stories. Liam, Eve, Edith, thank you for being here this morning on Storylines.
It was a real pleasure to be here.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for
thinking of us.
It's entirely been my pleasure.
And that wraps up my interview with Liam Dwyer, Edith White, and Eve Jones, who spearheaded this wonderful anthology called At Your Age, memoirs, short stories, and poems written and compiled by residents aged 70 to 103 at Castle Peak Retirement Residence. And as you heard in the interview, 100% of the proceeds is being donated to various local charities. So please do support this wonderful book. You will not regret owning your own copy and making a gift of it to friends and family. Next week, we will continue in part two of my interview at Castle Peak Retirement Residence, where I was on site to interview some of the storytellers, including 103-year-old Minnie Boys. Please join us next week for part two of my visit at Castle Peak Retirement Residence. You're listening to Storylines on the Bay 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Christine Cowley, and I'm here every Thursday morning at 10.05 a.m. talking to authors and book folks about books and the writing life. Thanks for joining us.